All right, on the injury report, status is not till tomorrow, but Tracy Porter did not participate. Concussion. Ryan Clady was full shoulder. Jim Leonard was full thigh. Trendon Holiday was full ankle. Chris Cooper, full ankle. Mike Adams, full knee. Matt Willis, full knee. And Orlando Franklin, full knee. Any questions?
John, do you feel fortunate that that's a pretty good injury report this time of year?
Yeah. You know, again, he liked to be at full strength, and, you know, we've had a good week of preparation, and we'll see how that transfers on Saturday.
I know you're not giving a status, but difficult for Tracy to be able to play.
You know, again, we're day-to-day, and we'll announce that tomorrow.
I didn't ask if you're disappointed.
Yes. You're right, Leggy.
Coach, what's the biggest difference in this week of preparation compared to last year at this time?
You know, again, it's hard to compare. You know, we've had a mantra of just to get better every week, and in that, being getting better every day. So, you know, our guys have done pretty well with that, and, you know, we haven't changed a thing, whether it was last week as a bye week or this week as a preparation week.
Is there a better sense of confidence or a better sense of preparation, just anything that stands out to you from this time?
You know, again, I don't like comparing. I don't like comparing old players to new players. I don't like comparing old seasons to new seasons. You know, right now it is what it is, and we'll see what that bears on Saturday.
The Ravens players this week have been kind of outspoken about various things, whether it was thinking that Peyton Manning gets too many calls from refs, that your receivers may have pushed off last time. Are you having to warn your guys at all about composure, playing within the rules? Are you worried that this might become a chippy, physical kind of game?
You know, I wasn't aware of any of those things. You know, I just know this game's always decided between the lines, and this Saturday will be no different.
John, how do you look at the rematch aspect of this? You saw them not so long ago, and they said last Sunday you were the team they wanted to face again.
Well, again, you know, you'd have to ask them about that. You know, I think, you know, being in a division just like they are, you play, you know, all your division opponents twice. So it's not anybody's first rodeo as far as preparing for a team the second time. Way back in 2000, we prepared to play a team a third time. And so it's, you know, each one of these takes on its own personality, and whoever executes on that given day usually wins the game.
How would you describe being the head coach of Peyton Manning as he goes into his 20th postseason game?
Well, I'm glad I'm the head coach of Peyton Manning, to be quite honest with you. You know, he's a tremendous player. You know, when he became available, he was obviously a guy that, you know, we put sights on, as I'm sure a lot of people did, that were looking for a quarterback. It's, you know, highly unusual that a guy like that is on the open market, and we feel very blessed that he chose us.
So what do you like that you've gotten out of Keith Brooking?
You know, again, a lot of the guys we brought in, I think our personnel department did a terrific job. You know, a couple of guys, Keith and Jimmy Leonard, were in similar situations where they were injured by their old team, or, you know, with their old teams, and were coming off of injury. And, you know, they became available, and I think they've been great additions, you know, Keith as well.
You saw Keith, you know, head-to-head twice a year for a while. Is he pretty much the same player he was back in those years in Atlanta?
I'd say he's probably a few years older, but, you know, he's definitely a sharp player, very instinctive. You know, he's great in the locker room and the meeting rooms as far as preparation. He's a true pro. You know, we did see him a lot. He was an outstanding player in his time with Atlanta. I got to spend some time to get to know him a little bit more on a personal level at the 05 Pro Bowl. So, you know, a lot of guys, we know the kind of guys we're identifying. Our personnel department, as I mentioned before, does a terrific job, and we're glad we got him.
How'd Willis do this week?
Good, good. No setbacks. You know, he's easing his way back into it. He's only eligible to practice this week, and we'll see where that takes him.
Thank you.